How is the Dairy Margin Protection Program working nationally? What's the general financial health of the dairy industry? What are the costs of production? To find out the answer to those and other dairy questions,
we will be going to personally enumerate about 3,200 dairy farmers across the U.S.
That's Tori Lawrence with USDA's Ag Statistics Service. Personally enumerate means basically USDA folks are going to be coming to see those producers and ask them survey questions. He says by now, if you are one of the farmers selected for those interviews, you should have gotten a postcard which tells you to expect someone to contact you about the survey.
And also to get certain records together so they can prepare for the interview.
And the postcards talk about making appointments for the one-on-one interview. Among other things, Tori Lawrence says
the results really will help USDA and other policymakers analyze the impacts of the new Dairy Margin Protection Program.
MPP for short, and possibly suggest changes in it for the next farm bill, which would be crafted about 2 years from now. The MPP helps compensate dairy producers when milk prices fall a certain amount in relation to cost of production. It's a voluntary thing. Farmers can elect to buy several levels of margin protection. However, so far, the farmer participation in it, the payouts from it, have been lower than expected. Missouri farmer Randy Mooney, representing the National Milk Producers Federation, has told lawmakers that MPP has not worked as well as anticipated, that, for example, it does not account for the big regional differences in feed costs.
But we remain confident that improvements can be made for the still evolving program.
So, really, with costs driving a lot of the structural changes within the industry, any information that is received from this survey is really critical to measuring any of the initial impacts or effects of the Dairy Margin Protection Program.
And critical to any decisions about improvements that might be made in it. Improvements guided by solid data, which USDA folks will gather from dairy operators starting this month, and the interview process finishing up by May. Lawrence expects most of these statistics to be published in early August of this year. Then USDA dairy analysts will milk those numbers and do their analytical work. That material expected to come out several months later. No date yet set for that. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.